It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Wednesday morning, Jeremy and Joe with you. Getting ready for Monday Night Football. The Jets fire their coach. The Patriots change their quarterback. But on Wednesdays at 7:30, we talk with Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. I made a point, Joe, to get out on time so we could have as much time as we need to talk about this offense. That's the highest compliment you could get.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Good to be on with you. And hopefully we have some good ideas here to get this thing back on track.
Well, I listened to your All-22 breakdown of this game against Houston. I wanted to start with the final possession because you brought up something that I'd not heard anybody else bring up before on the first play, which was the throw to Coleman, and maybe how that represents lots of things, that the passing offense, the struggles they're having, they're layered. There are a number of problems mixed in, and this play I thought was one that would indicate a lot.
Yeah, the first down play, that end-of-game sequence, was a back-shoulder throw to Keon Coleman, and it's a bad play. The whole point of a back-shoulder throw is that your receiver pushes vertical, right? You want to sell a vertical route, and then you kind of snap it off at a certain point in the route, and you get that quick separation and look back, and the football's there for you. You watch that play, Keon Coleman, I would say 3 or 4 steps into the route, he's already looking back for the football. Like, respectfully, he looked like a 21-year-old rookie that was really excited to get the ball in that moment and forgot to do the technique and fundamentals necessary to win the route and make himself available. And so that's an issue, right? You want him to run a better route in that situation. But Josh Allen doesn't have to throw that ball. You know, that's a low-percentage play to begin with in terms of back shoulder down the field. And I think you can have disappointment in Keon Coleman and the way he ran that route, which was bad. And then also for Josh Allen to keep his eyes on it and not consider other options that were on the menu. And I certainly think that gets into a bigger conversation about that end-of-game sequence where it's been the topic of discussion, and certainly a lot of people think the Bills should have run the ball. The point is they needed to get a first down. They had to get a first down. And so what I think there's a pretty good answer to what's the best way to get a first down. It's asking Josh Allen to throw the football, but it's how he threw the football. It's a deep shot to Keon Coleman on first down. It's a deep shot to Mac Hollins on second down. Those are low efficiency plays. When you just needed 10 yards, you didn't need to try to do that. And so a lot of issues there at the end, but it's a lot bigger than just the way that Sean McDermott, quote unquote, chose to manage that situation.
You know, looking at the big picture, Joe, like if I want the optimist view, I might say, well, okay, in time, Coleman will get better at that, and Allen and Coleman will get some better chemistry. But right now, they're looking for answers. They're throwing low percentage throws. The thing I want to get to is, you know, you mentioned the menu of throws that are there for Allen. And this goes to what Joe Brady's calling and then what Josh Allen is choosing. As you look at the way this passing offense operates right now, what is the path forward through that?
Well, I think getting Khalil Shakir back matters a ton, right? He's the one receiver that has game experience with Josh Allen prior to the season. To me, he's Bill's most important offensive weapon. And he's the guy that you trust that can run good routes and get open and catch the football and create after the catch and has a really big-time competitive spirit about him. I think step one is getting that guy back on the field. And so a game where, you know, the defensive structure is going to challenge your wide receivers, it's probably good to have your best one. I think that's an important thing for us to call out in this game. And so I think that's where you kind of start. And I think you got to get back to being more willing to do the smart, right thing with the football. And, you know, Josh Allen is throwing the ball down the field on deep shots right now at the second highest rate of any quarterback in the NFL, which is absolutely insane to me. He's 4 of 20 on throws that are 20 plus down the field. This is not a team that's built to win down the field, but for some reason, they're doing it at the highest frequency of any, or second highest frequency of any team in the NFL. And so they got to get back to the things that made them successful in weeks 1 through 3. And I think there's a natural pushback to say, well, Joe, maybe the NFL studied those games and they kind of figured out, you know, how to take that stuff away. I don't know. I think that you kind of got into a situation where against Baltimore, the game kind of got away from you early. And so, you know, you're probably not being true to who you want to be offensively, but there felt like there was a level of arrogance in how they tried to play against Houston, where, you know, they give you that one high middle of the field close. You're supposed to throw the ball deep. You're supposed to throw the ball outside to the perimeter. You just don't have the talent right now on the perimeter to do that and be successful. And it was like, at what point were you going to acknowledge that that wasn't, while it was probably the right thing, if you go to the football book on what you're supposed to do to beat cover one, it is that. But also, you just didn't have the people to do it, and so I think you needed to consider some different ways to play offense, and they just never did, including in that high-leverage moment where they only needed 10 yards.
Yeah, in football, Joe, you know, as a coach, like, there are things you want to do and there's things you can do. You know, you have the talent right to do this or that. And I guess that's the next question is, as we've seen two teams in a row, Baltimore and Houston, kind of do this to them, the phrase middle of the field closed, how defenses choose to play. Could you explain what that is? And then the follow-up is, if teams are going to decide to play that kind of game against the Bills, can they throw it into the middle anyway? Can they be effective even if defenses are trying to funnel the ball to the outside?
Yeah, so middle of the field closed coverage means, you know, pretty much you have two options in football. You have middle of the field open, two high safeties. Middle of the field closed, one high safety. And if it's middle of the field closed, one high safety, that means the smart thing to do is to throw the ball outside, right? That's where the space is going to be. And so structurally, that's how Houston plays defense. They're the fifth highest rate of one high middle of the field closed coverage. Now, they actually mix it up a little bit more against the Bills, but at their core, that's what they are. And so, yeah, you should throw the ball deep and outside the numbers. And it doesn't mean that you can't throw the ball over the middle, but where it becomes good to throw the ball over the middle is when you can get that quick separation. Who's your quick separation guy over the middle? Khalil Shakir wasn't available. Now, the other thing that you can do is have outbreaking patterns, which, you know, the Bills tried to get some of that going. You can just see that the timing was really off. I'm thinking about there's a third down throw to Keon Coleman where they're trying to run that deep out, and Keon rounds the break, and Josh is high and wide in the ball, and you just kind of saw on those types of throws, the lack of chemistry that Josh has with his targets right now. So just not a great matchup stylistically for the Bills based on the way that they're constructed. And, you know, I think that that's going to be the what they're going to get challenged with, you would think, moving forward until they can prove that they can beat that.
What about Kincaid for that, Joe? Like, I know it wouldn't be as quick as Shakir, but he's supposed to be living in that same part of the field. And he did get open on this is a different type of route, that seam route in the first half that Allen just underthrew him on. I thought that was going to be a touchdown, even live.
Yeah.
But what about Kincaid for that? Because we know the numbers don't look great right now, but I feel like the way you're talking about like what is available to them, the things they need to get better at, that he should be some answer.
Yeah, I'd agree, Joe. And yeah, I think that seam shot was just underthrown, and you'd like to see it. And yeah, I think he should help you in the middle of the field. He should help you on some corner routes. They obviously, Kincaid had his own drop in that game, an underthrow on another target. That's a relationship that you'd expect to be a little better right now. And I have certainly acknowledged, at least earlier in the season, that there was a lot of gravity towards Kincaid, and teams are kind of focused in on him, but not always. And when the Bills have had opportunities for Josh to get the ball to Kincaid, it's not.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Been as efficient as it needs to be. And so that's another layer to this offense that needs to get going for it to be what they, you know, have built it to be based on the opportunities they had.
Early in the week, what about all of this for how the Jets typically play defense and the way they've historically played the Bills? Like, what does that matchup look like given what we've seen the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think there's some good and bad with that. I mean, the Jets are a team that's going to take away vertical stuff and dare you to be patient, which could be a great thing if Josh is willing to embrace that style of play. You know, if he's willing to take the underneath stuff and not get bored with it and rely on yards after catch and rely on checkdowns, you know, I think it could actually be the right team at the right time. But if Josh Allen's not going to, and they're going to come out and try to, you know, get the offense going with some explosive plays down the field, I don't like the way that's scheduled out to be. And so I'm pulling the data right now here on the Jets. The Jets, so far this season, they run one high middle of the field closed at the ninth highest rate of any team in the NFL. So they're probably going to lean into that and have a good mix of, hey, let's see if you can be patient. And then when we give you the opportunities to go deep, can you hit it? And probably not. The answer to that's probably not. The Bills' vertical passing game has been deplorable this year. Like I said, 4 of 20 on throws 20 yards or more down the field. And so I think that's a good place. If you're a mixed team and you want to play blended coverages, I think that you're in good shape right now to feel good about what you can present to the Bills and dare them to beat you.
One thing about the Jets, too, Joe, is they're second in the NFL in how often they hurry a quarterback, and they're second from the bottom in blitz percentage. So this is a team that they get to the quarterback, and they hurry him. What can the Bills do in that regard? Because I know a lot of what has happened with the Bills' breakdowns offensively, it's not necessarily just the offensive line. They've had issues with pickups and protection.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good thing because I have a good amount of confidence in the Bills' offensive line to be able to win one-on-one in pass pro. It's kind of when those sim pressures come and pressure looks come, that's where the Bills kind of get goofy with how they protect. And so I think a team that relies on organic pressure is probably ideal for the Bills. But at the same time, don't you feel like the Jets are going to think, well, this is a team that's been susceptible to sim pressure looks and blitz looks, you know, they're probably going to have some things that are unique to Buffalo. And so I think that almost makes it more difficult, is because you're trying to anticipate how they're going to get after you, and you haven't really seen a menu of that to consider on tape. So there's going to be some unique pressure looks that the Bills are going to have to figure out their protection rules and get on the same page, because it's been ugly. The amount of times you're just seeing free runners, and it's like the slot, the free runner comes from a slot corner that's blitzing, and the slot receiver doesn't sit down, make himself available. The back goes out for a route. Nobody blocks the blitzer. And it's like, well, that's not going to work. There's got to be better communication. Guys got to get on the same page.
To the other side of the ball, a lot of good things to say about the defense. I mean, Cole Bishop had a rough game. You know, he's being asked to do a lot back there as a rookie. But I know you have a lot of good things to say about Dorian Williams, Christian Benford, the Bills' defense, Terrell Bernard returning. Like, I think expectations for the defense should be that it continues to improve as the season goes along. They've got a lot of good players, even with a number of good players injured.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Baltimore wasn't the banner day, but the reason they had a chance against Houston was big plays that the defense made, getting some big takeaways. And they had two bad drives, right? The 67-yard touchdown and then the other touchdown run. That was pretty much it, and it's early in the game. And a lot of that was your young players that we were relying on, but things stabilized. And I think that there's a lot of good happening on that side of the ball in terms of player development and overcoming a multitude of players being out. And you mentioned Christian Benford, who has just elevated his game to a really high level. I mean, whether you watch the tape, whether you subscribe to metrics, whatever you want to use to measure cornerback play, he's doing that at a high level. I think, what is he giving up? I mean, just the numbers are just
it's like 29 yards on the season.
Yeah. He gave up like one catch for 3 yards against the Texans. And, you know, you think about what Houston was able to do. It's more, hey, we're going to get our best players isolated up on Cam Lewis or linebackers or safeties. They don't want to throw against Benford. That's really coming very apparent quickly. And I mean, Dorian Williams, I feel like the development year over year has been just terrific there. You can feel it. You can see it. He's physical. He's fast. He's processing the run extremely well. He's not been the liability in coverage that he was last year as a rookie when he got some chances to play. And so, you know, that becomes an interesting conversation, because you love the trajectory and where he's at. And I think with how injured Bernard and Milano have been, there's probably going to be snaps available for Williams, but feels like he can be a core piece of this defense moving forward. So, yeah, good things happening on the defensive side of the football. Hopefully the Bills can put a complete effort together here real soon, and we can see, you know, or be reminded, I guess, of what this team's capable of.
How big a concern is safety? Was it more than just that one big mistake by Cole Bishop in the game? Like, how did the rest of it go?
No, I think he was rough for sure. There was, you know, obviously that one stands out, and I think what's disappointing is it was pretty routine. I mean, you're the deep middle safety on cover three. You have an in breaker. You got to stay leveraged over top. Why was he flat footed? Why was he buzzing down on anything? That was just poor communication. And I mean, you heard McDermott talk about it. They missed time together, but I don't know. That's a pretty basic rep. And my thing with Bishop was I always thought he was best as a low safety. When he can trigger and play downhill and tackle and be physical, it wasn't necessarily what he did from depth. And I thought that play, I mean, the 11-yard catch to Nico Collins on the little quick pass where Bishop had him dead to rights for a tackle for loss. He tried to fill from depth. He was out of control, couldn't make the play. A couple of other issues with fitting the run as well. So, you know, I think Bishop, it's a big role. It's a lot. You know, it's a safety-centric defense. It has been for a while under McDermott. And, you know, I think you can tell that he's missed some time, and you can tell that he's not necessarily ready on all fronts. But I think that's the deal when you play these young players. You kind of have to let them fail forward a little bit. And so he'll be better in the long run. It's just how do you overcome it, you know, until then. Maybe wraps back, and I'm sure they'll probably be fine. Good experience, but obviously exposing, you know, the work ahead for him.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, we'll talk again next week. It'll either be panic mode or, you know, a nice comfortable lead.
Riding.
Yeah, you know, at least a divisional comfortable lead.
Yeah, week to week. Yeah. We know it. So let's hope for a good one next week, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Great work as always. Subscribe to the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe also does Locked On NFL Scouting podcast as well. Get those where you get your podcasts. Highest recommendation. The All 22 breakdown Joe does is great every single week. And of course, it's a daily show. All right, break time. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, we'll get a call in when we get back. Bills, Jets, panic mode warning, panic mode watch. coach bump for the Jets after dismissing Robert Saleh. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. You can enter now. WGR550.com. Chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.